Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House did spend a lot of weeks in session in December and passed some important legislation that will help out Pennsylvania seniors who are interested in staying in their homes rather than being placed in a nursing home. What's going on here?
Well, recently the House did approve legislation that would make it easier for seniors to maintain their independence and receive care in their homes. Under current law, when an individual applies for Medicaid, he or she can be presumed eligible for nursing home services and receive those services immediately while their Medicaid application is being fully reviewed. However, if an individual wishes to receive in-home care to be able to stay home, they must wait until the application is fully approved, which sometimes can take months. In effect, this forces some seniors into nursing homes when home care may have been more appropriate or a more preferred or less expensive option. The bill that we passed, House Bill 1829, would extend presumptive eligibility to those who meet the qualifications for Medicaid and wish to remain in their homes and seek treatment in the homes. According to the Pennsylvania Home Care Association, Pennsylvania saves an estimated $34,000 a year for every person who is served at home instead of going into a long-term care facility. The bottom line is every person is different, and people should have the option to stay at home or go into a nursing home facility and should not be forced one direction or another. So I think this is an important piece of legislation, and I was certainly glad to support it in the House.
And January is coming up soon here, and that means we're going to be seeing the Farm Show come to Harrisburg. What are some of the details folks need to know?
Well, the 102nd Farm Show kicks off on January 6th and will run through Saturday, January 13th. The Farm Show features over 6,000 animals, over 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. It emphasizes the importance of agriculture, our number one industry, and highlights the latest in agriculture technology advancements, and certainly offers attractions for all ages. This year, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee that I chair will be hosting a public meeting at the Farm Show on Tuesday of Farm Show Week, and we're going to be talking with Secretary Redding about agriculture issues. The Farm Show admission is free, but there's a $15 fee for parking and shuttle services provided. There's much more information available at www.farmshow.pa.gov.
And as we get on into the spring here, there's a lot of scholarships that are available for children that are interested in pursuing higher education opportunities. And I understand the House sponsors one. What are the details people need to know?
Well, the applications are available for the 2018 Pennsylvania House of Representatives Scholarship Program. Any high school senior interested in receiving financial assistance to help pay for college can apply for this scholarship. Each year, the program awards four-year scholarships to two students preparing for post-secondary education. The scholarship is privately funded with individual and corporate donors. No tax or public funds are used, and it's administered by a private foundation. The program is open to graduating high school seniors who are Pennsylvania residents and plan to attend a Pennsylvania college, university, or career school as a full-time student. Students must have attained a minimum 3.0 cumulative GPA in high school to be eligible. And certainly they take other factors into consideration, such as commitment to community, leadership qualities, extracurricular activities, and financial need. The application deadline is March 1st, 2018. And there's more information available at my website at repcauser.com.
And I know you have some services that are available to the many veterans that are in your district. I understand that you do this in your district offices. What do people need to know?
Well, I regularly host veteran service officers from the VFW and the American Legion at my district offices. And in the month of January, on Thursday, January 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Dan Falls of the American Legion will be at my office in Countersport. And appointments are required and should be made by calling 274-9769. And on Monday, January 8th, from 1 to 3 p.m., Melissa Davis from the VFW will be at my Bradford office, and no appointments are necessary, so you can certainly stop by and see her anytime between 1 and 3.
And, of course, here we are on the verge of the holiday season. Any reflections on the upcoming holidays?
Well, I would like to wish all of my constituents a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.